isiNdebele.
So kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC.
Olamulola ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 1 lwezi 2021 uProphet Jeremiah. Nendabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Sikujabula lokho kukhona. President wethu umongameli wasele Zimbabwe ubaba uComrade Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. He's making history. Into evele engenzakalanga okweminyaka engu 25 edlulileyo. Nangu uyethekelela United Kingdom.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ufike isolo emhlanganeni we United Nations Climate Change Conference eGlasgow kwele Scotland lapho ahlangabezwe inkokheli yeZANU-PF.
Lapha eklinika leyi esibuye kiyo eseRobert Sinyoka sikhululeke kuyo siyathaba njalo ngokuba iyaselapha mahhala singelambadala.
Abogatsha lwezempilakahle abamanyeni labekhansili yakubulawayo ukuqhuba uhlelo lokuhlola uzulu umkhuhlane wofuba ole-tuberculosis kungelambadalo. Abaphatheki kumkhankaso wokulwela amalungelo ababulawayo umkhuhlane yengqondo iningi labo kungabasindakiyo. Bathi sikhona isidingo sokufundisa abenkolo ezijiyeneyo ukugoqela olwesikristu lolwesintu ngezemikhuhlane yengqondo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizo zizwa kulomsakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ufike izolo emhlanganeni we-United Nations Climate Change Conference eGlasgow kwele Scotland lapho ahlangabezwe inkokheli yeZANU-PF. Labanye abakade betshengisela besola ukuza kwakhe emhlanganweni owe-COP 26. Umnumzana Nick Mangwana umabhalane omkhulu ogatsha lokwethulwa kwemibiko ulobe enkundleni yokuxhumana e-Twitter ethi Mnangagwa ukhangelele ukwethula umbiko kolomhlangano oveza ukufiswa umhulumende wakhe ekuphunguleni woniwa kumkhathi okudala ukungani kuhle kwesiZulu, indlala lokunye. Nkosiyazi Tafara Sibongile Moyo Majamuse ukuhlangothi lwabesifazane kuZANU-PF eBhilithane. Inake uthi bayakujabulela ukubuya kukaMnangagwa eScotland.
Namhlanje sikhona kwele United Kingdom esigabeni seGlasgow eScotland. Athi kuyadatshulwa lamabhashi, hayi, sikujabula lokho kukhona. President wethu umongameli wasele Zimbabwe ubaba uComrade Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. He's making history. Into evele engenzakalanga okweminyaka engu 25 edlulileyo. Nangu uyethekelela United Kingdom. Umongameli ukhangelelwe ukubana efika ecele amazwe angentshonalanga ukubana ekhuphe ama-sanctions against ilizwe lakithi eleZimbabwe. Ngoba kunjalo singaza ke senisele ukuthi silwisane lalokhu okuphuma ku-climate change okwenzakale ilizwe lonke jikelele. Singabambana labanye lamanye amazwe wonke ekukhulumeni sibe lazo zonke izinto ezokuthi singenza, kodwa nxa ama-sanction elokhu esibophile esibambile kukhanya kuzoba nzima kwele Zimbabwe.
Ye, akusitshele mama ukuthi bathini abanye abantu ngokuza kwaMnangagwa khonapho ke kwele Scotland.
Sijabula kakhulu, nanko kuyabhebha sibili, kuyabhebha eGlasgow. Sebegcwele abantwana bomhlabathi abalande ukuzejabula bemukela ubaba bethi hayi, sithabile ngaso lesi senzakalo esingazange sisibone iminyaka isize ibe ngamachumi amabili lanhlanu.
Unkosikazi Tafara Sibongile Moyo Majamuse uhlangothi lwabesifazane kuZANU-PF eBhilithane. Lapho limuzwe xoxa lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 eseGlasgow khona ngale ngaseScotland. UGibbs uphinde waxoxa lomnumzana Phanyika Karimanzira owenhlanganiso ye-Restoration of Human Rights in Zimbabwe elamalunga atshengisela phandle kwendawo lapho kwenzelwa khona umhlangano we-COP 26.
Sina amaZimbabweni siyakhonona ngoba sithi khona uMnangagwa kumelanga abe lapha ngoba indaba zeclimate vele kazazi into azenza eZimbabwe ukubulala ivele umhlaba lani okuba okungahambelani neclimate. Njalo thina siyakhonona sithi uMnangagwa yi-dictator, ngumbulali, umuntu othunguluza abantu akula ukunanzelela ama-human rights eZimbabwe. So siyakhonona kakhulu njalo sikhumbula iGukurahunti wabulala abantu abaningi njalo iminyaka yonke edlulileyo ubhizi wabulala abantu njalo sikhuluma nge-corruption ekamnangagwa imali eZimbabwe isiwa nguye ngezinini zakhe ngabangane bakhe abalutshwana sikhuluma ngokuningi esikhonona ngakho ngomnangagwa eyinye futhi indaba esingayithandiyo ngomnangagwa indaba yokuthi khona eZimbabwe akusela rule of law ijustice ayikho zele sikhonona ngokuningi sithi umnangagwa akumelanga abela njalo ukubuya kwake lapha umnangagwa wabuya labantu abayedlula 100 imali ephume khonapho abayisebenzisileyo idlula $16 million. Imali yona le imali ibingasebenza ukulungisa izinto ezibhedlela kumbe esikolo lani lani into eziningi ezingalunganga eZimbabwe but bona uyabuya lapha labantu abaningi bezokudla imali bedlalisa imali.
Umnumzana Panyika Karimanzira uhlanganiso ye-Restoration of Human Rights in Zimbabwe uxoxele uGibbs Dube eseGlasgow eScotland. Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Felix Magalela Malfa akukhulumileyo ongumsekeli wesikhulumeli se-NDC Alliance.
Abantu ilizwe lonke jikelele bayakwazi ukuthi i-human rights record eZimbabwe ayilunganga. Abantu bayacatshwa, abantu bayabotshwa mahlayana, bayabulawa mahlayana, bayabulawa, abaphiwa ama-bail. Khathesi abantu bahamba betshisa izimota besenza ama-road blocks. Lamapholisa awala ndaba lakho, akula rule of law. Yinto zahlangana layo ngikhona ngale ukuthi hamba uyelungise ekhaya. Papa Juba ubuyele kwenu ufike ulungise ama human rights ukuhlala kuhle abantu lokudingela abantu imisebenzi hathi ukuza ngapha kuze sivakatshela nje singathi vacation khonoku ukuthi uhambe labantu aba over 100 yiexpense yethu thina esibhadala ama tax asiyabuza ukuthi kanti ngobani abahambileyo uzabona ukuthi uhamba izihlobo labantu abangala lutho lezomkhathi kuyasiyangisa lokhu ngoba imali yeZimbabwe abantu laba bayafika baphiwa ama-pediums baphiwa ama-allowances baphiwa ukudla thina ama-taxpayers ngapha sifika ingqokozomlomo hatshi akusithabisanga kodwa ke yena sewuya uyafunda njengomuntu oqalisayo futhi layeke evakathe esithi i-vacation.
Umnumzana Felix Magalela Mafa, umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-MDC Alliance, uxoxela uGibbs Dube ewobulawayo. Kuyinjalo nje, uyakhala uZulu weZimbabwe ngodubo lokuguquka komkhathi osokudala ukungani kuhle kweZulu, ukusilela kwamanzi okunatha lamadlelo osokuphazamisa kakhulu umsebenzi wokulima lokunye. UGibbs Dube usethulela lolu daba.
Abantu abaningi basalikhumbula izulu lesikhukhula uCyclone Eline kanye loCyclone Ida okwabulala abantu kwaphindisa izakhiwo njalo uZulu wathelwa ngamabele wonke emasimini. Kayisikho kodwa lokhu njengoba abantu bekhala ngendlala ukuswelakala kwamanzi lokunye okuthiwa kudalwa yikukhudumala komkhathi. Bayakhala abalimi ngokwenzakala elizweni lemhlabeni wonke jikelele. Omunye wabo ofuya inkomo umnumzana Mateo Sibanda.
Climate change leya isa awusakwazi ukuthi izulu liqala nini ukuna kusakaza sasazidinga isikhathi esinje izulu liyaqala ukuna ngabo November December manje izulu liyakhona ukuthi line ngabo January kumbe line elimasinyane so uzokunzima ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi ungalungiselela kanjani lohlupho lokushoda kwamanzi manje ezinkomeni lokushoda kwamadlelo ngoba inkomo zothola ukuthi manje sezicakile inkomo zishoda amadlelo izulu liyaphuza ukuna kumbe liphangise inkomo sezicaka inkomo ziba lemkhuhlane eminenge.
Lo usekelwa ngumnumzana Dumisani Nyoni osebenza kuhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezokulima ole-agritex.
Ukuguquka kwesimo somkhathi xa sikhangele kuzwekazi leZimbabwe kakhulukazi kuluhlu lwethu lemathebheleland sinanzelela ukuthi isikhathi sehlobo lapho sikhangelele ukuthola khona izulu izulu lethu selilutshwana line ngesikhathi esifitshane okutsho ukuthi lokho sokuthi i-season length ithuba esilalo lokuthi silime sivuthise izilimo selehlile lokho njalo kubuye kuhlangane lokuthi phakathi kwesikhathi lisina izulu kuba lesikhathi lapho elima khona kuchise lesikuthi ngesilungu ngama mid season dry spells ayanda ayakhula ubude liyena lesizulu uthe mhlawumbe line kufika uzibandlela uJanuwari lihamba inyanga yonke 30 days kungalazulu ngisho libe selibuya kube sokusitsho ukuthi lokho esiyabe sikulimile kuyabe sokuchile.
Umnumzana Everson Ndlovu obona ngezokuguquka komkhathi lokuncada uzulu ohlophekileyo kuhlelo lwe-disaster management ekolitshini le-National University of Science and Technology uthi ukudumala komkhathi kudala umonakalo omangalisayo emhlabeni wonke jikelele kanye nakweleZimbabwe.
Ukuswelakala kwamanzi, omama labantwana kakhulu bahamba imango emide okuyadinga amanzi. I-climate change lesikhuluma ngayo ayilimazanga kuphela izifuyo nokuswelakala kokudla, kakanti izihlahla lazo ziphelile. Sesibone futhi ukusukuma kwezihlahla, kubukumila kwezihlahla ebekade zingekho izulu, esingathi ngesilungu i-invasion of ama-alien species awezihlahla esezisiba khona. Zibuye futhi zinjalo zithathele lenkomo zethu lezifuyo zethu amadlelo.
ELeZimbabwe likhangelelwe ukuba liza kwethula amaqhinga alo ukulwisana lokukhudumala komkhathi emhlanganweni we-United Nations Climate Change Conference wenzelwa eScotland okwamanje. Kodwa eLeZimbabwe likhala ngokuswelakala kwemali yokuqhuba inhlelo ezijeneyo ezihambelana lalokhu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, nginguKeith Stube.
Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 6170 7270 6040 laku 15460 kHz ku shortwave.
EZimbabwe inani lasebehloliwe batholakala bele COVID-19 lokhu lolu bhubhane loqhamukayo ngumbebhithi onyakenye selikunkulungwane ezedlula ezilikhulu 132,977 okugqokela abantu asebephephe kulo mkhuhlane asebezinkulungwane ezedlula ikhulu 127,704 kwafa inkulungwane ezedlula ezine lengxenye 4,678. Kunje abantu asebenelise ukuhlatshwa ijekiseni yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 sebesedlula izigidi ezintathu 3.3 million, kodwa abayizigidi ezidlula ezimbili lenxenye babo 2.6 million yibo asebehlatshiwe amajekiseni wonke womabili. Abogatsha lwezempilakahle bamanyane labekhansile yakoBulawayo ukuqhuba uhlelo lokuhlola uzulu umkhuhlane wofuba oletuberculosis kungelambadalo. Uhlelo lolo luqale namhla njalo luzaphela mhla ka-10 Lwezi. Ubathabele Masuku usejulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abohlangothi olwe-National Tuberculosis Control Program babambisana labogatsha lwezempilakahle kukhansili yakoBulawayo bahlela umkhankaso wokuhlola abantu umkhuhlane we-TB kungelambadalo endaweni ezichiyeneyo zakoBulawayo. Unkosikazi Florence Dube, umhlali wakoBulawayo, uthi bayajabula ukuthi kube lohlelo lokuthi belatshwe mahala.
Lapha eklinika leyi esibuye kiyo eseRobert Sinyoka sikhululeke kuyo, siyathaba njalo ngokuba iyaselapha mahala singelambadalo. Namhla ukuze sifike lapha sifikiswe ukuthi kuthi abacheka i-TB lama-asima lapho chukela konke bayacheka.
Unkosikazi Enipiri, omunye wabahambe ukuyahlola, uthi bebesehlulwa yimali ukuthi bahambe e-Kamit Clinic bayehlolwa.
Ngize lapha ukuze zichekwa i-chest, le problem ye-chest lobhudamu izehlolwa i-TB. Kahlekahle kusenze sasukuma ukuthi ama-problems sinawo okugula, but imali yokuthi sihambe siye ezibhedlela kumbe kubo Kamit Clinic, imali yokuhlolwa ku-chest ama-test la ama-X-ray yiyo esingelayo. Into esenze sasukuma ukuthi bathenga kwamahhala
testichime kona sabuya ngapha ukuthi nathi sizethola ukuhlolwa kwamahala lo ngoba singakhona ukuthi siphathele imali esibhedlele ezinkulu.
Unkosikazi Janet Mvundla, umhlali weRobert Sinyoka, uthi wake wabanjwa umkhuhlane wofuba kodwa wehlulwa imali ukuba ayehlolisiswa.
Ngicaliswa ukuthi ngigule ngibulawa yi-TB, ngingakwanisi ukuhamba ukuthi ngingafika ngaphi ukuthi ngathi ngihambe eclinic ngithi ngifuna ukuyolatshwa. Ngifuneka imali uhambe uyothatha i-X-ray yakhona, imali yakhona idura. Kade sesengicalisa ukutsha futhi ukuthi ngibuye futhi njengizwa ukuthi ikhona i-clinic yamahhala ukuthi ngizobonana labo ukuthi enganti sokuvukile futhi.
Unkosikazi Suku Oluhle Mthethwa ayisakhamuzi sakobulawayo uthi ikhansili yenze kuhle kakhulu.
Sinokuthaba kakhulu ukuthi kube nomkhankaso wokuhlola abantu mahhala kungela mbadala. Singananzelela iningi labantu bebesehluleka ukuyahlolwa, abanye abaze bahambe sekulethe ukuyahlolwa kuze kugcine kulahleka impilo. Isifiso sethu ngesokuthi bakwenze iminyaka yonke njalo ndawo zonke.
Kumbiko owethulwe ngabekhansili yakobulawayo izolo, uZulu ukhuthazwe ukuthi abadala asebele minyaka engamachumi ayisithupha lanhlanu yokuzalwa, abahlala endaweni ezimiyeneyo, abantwana abangondlekanga, abagula umkhuhlane wetshukela, izisebenzi zezempilakahle, abasebenza emajele, izibotshwa, abasanda kukhululwa emajele, abake bondla izigulane zomkhuhlane wofuka, izisebenzi zezempilakahle, abemba imigodi yegolide, bahambe bayehlolwa. Labo abalezibonakaliso ezigoqela ukuginqa ebusuku, uphepha kanye labaphila legcikwane lengculaza ele-HIV, labo bakhuthazwa ukuyahlola. UZulu ukhuthazwe ukuthi ahambe endaweni eziseduzela lapho ahlala khona ukuze ayehlolwa i-TB. Ngomvulo, abahlolayo bayabe bese-Robert Sinyoka, ngolosibili Old Phumula Shops, kuthi mhlaka 3 Lwezi bayabe besengozi mine, emagwegwe mhlaka 4, kuthi mhlaka 6 lo 7 bazabe bekhangele iCountry Park, kuthi mhlaka 8 eFusini Shops, emzilikazi ngelanga lokugcina mhlaka 10 eKhilani Squatter Camp. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Live talk lamhlanje sikhangela isimo sokumelana le coronavirus eZimbabwe kanye lohlelo lokuhlaba abantu ijekiseni ye-COVID-19 vaccine. Sikhangele kwezivela kwamanye amazwe namafitshane.
Umongameli Joe Biden weleMelika uveze ukudana kwakhe ngokuthi eleRussia leChina akavezi ukuzinikela kwalawo mazwe ekulungiseseni umonakalo odalwa yikonakala bomkhathi. Lokhu kusho ngemva komhlangano we-G20 owenzelwe eRome ngempela sonto. Okwamanje umongameli Biden useseScotland emhlanganweni ophathelane lezomkhathi. Inkokheli yeleRussia leChina ibikwa ingayanga emhlanganweni lo. Unobhala obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko eScotland sikamongameli weleMelika eseWhite House, uJen Psaki, ubike ngesonto ukuba uhlolwe wafunyanywa ele coronavirus. USaki uthe ugcine ukuba duzane lo mongameli Joe Biden ngolwesibili olwedluleyo, lapho abakade bemekhatshana lakhatshana i-social distancing, njalo bonke begqoke ama-mask. Abezindaba be-Associated Press babika ukuba uJoe Biden uhlolwe ngomgqibelo ukuthi angabe elayo i-coronavirus na, kodwa ubikwa etholakala engelalo leli gcikwane.
Abaphatheke kumikhankaso yokulela amalungelo ababulawa yimikhuhlane yengqondo, iningi labo kungabasindakiyo, bathi sikhona isidingo esikhulu sokufundisa abenkolo ezitshiyeneyo ezigugela olwesiKristu lolwesintu ngendaba zemikhuhlane yengqondo, ngoba abanye babo bengelalo ulwazi phezu kwemihlobo etshiyeneyo yale mikhuhlane. Mavis Gama usethulela lolu daba.
Lokho ngokunye kokuvezwe emhlanganweni owenzelwe enkundleni zebulenjini wokuhlaziya imikhuhlane yengqondo elizweni owe Daily News Mental Health Crisis in Zimbabwe webinar phansi kwesihloko esithi Zimbabwe and Mental Health Issues, the Beginning of Candid Conversations. Umkhokheli wenhlanganiso eye Obsessive Compulsive Disorder OCD enguye njalo owayisungulayo unkosikazi Angelini Mkorongo ngomunye wabaphatheke kulolu hlelo. Uthi wasinda kumkhuhlane we OCD unkosikazi Mkorongo ngemva kokudonsa iminyaka edlula ingamachumi amathathu engazi ukuthi ulawo njalo eswela usizo izo zonke indawo.
And people with OCD in Zimbabwe are known as vanishavirenjuso. And it saddens me that some churches.
Abantu abale OCD eZimbabwe kwandise ukuthiwa abalendlozi. Kuyangidanisa kakhulu ukubona abezinye inkonzo amaprofite aseziphilisa ngalolu dubo lwabantu ababulawa ingqondo ohlobo lwe OCD. Abanye kabavumi ukuthi ngumkhuhlane, kababatsheli abantu iqiniso ngalesi simo befuna abantu baqhubeke bekholwa ukuthi balamadimoni.
And therefore, you find that people are really suffering.
Unkosikazi Tezimoyo okhonza ebandleni le United Evangelical Church uthi kuliqiniso ukuthiwo ngasebake bahlaselwa ngumkhuhlane wengqondo kundlela abaphathwa ngayo ngabezenkolo ezijiyeneyo.
Ngoba kwesikhathi njengabantu abakhonzayo singakubona kungaqhakathekanga. Yebuhle ukuba sathandaza kodwa kunjalo kuhle njalo ukuthi sisebenzise ulwazi lwamadokotela ukuze sincede impilo zethu.
Obe ngumhlonitshwa kulolu hlelo uDr Khudzo Mamuka, umqondisi ehlangothini olubona ngezokuqhutshwa kwenhlelo enhlanganisweni esebenzisana lababulawa yimikhuhlane yengqondo eye the Fellowship Bench Association, ulandisa kabanzi ngokuphathwa kwesimo semikhuhlane yengqondo elizweni.
Sadly in Zimbabwe we only have 19 registered psychiatrists and less than 20 clinical psychologists.
Okulusizi eZimbabwe yokuba silengcwethi zezempilakahle ezilithumi lasitshiyagalolunye. Lama clinical psychologists onani labo liphansi kwamachumi amabili okuyizona ngcwethi ezikhanyelelwe ukusiza kule inkinga.
Ingcwethi kwezempilakahle ziveza ukuba ubhubhane lwe-COVID-19 lungakaqhamuki. Oyedwa phakathi kwabathathu, 1 in 3 people, wayengowake wahlaselwa ngumkhuhlane wengqondo okunjengowe-depression luba ukhathazeka i-anxiety okungaba kanye empilweni yakhe. Okwamanje bathi seliqongile lelinani kubangelwa zinkinga esezilethwe yikuqhamuka kwalolu bhubhane nyakenye ngesilinganiso sokungamachumi amathathu ekhulwini 30%. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Namhlanje izizalwane zabo leSouth Africa ziphume ngobuningi zisiya vota ekhethweni lokudinga inkokheli zezabelo, iningi labo kungamakhansela. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kweleSouth Africa.
Iningi labavoti bavuke ngovivi besiyaphosa ivoti labo ukukhetha inkokheli ezabamela kumawadi abo. Ugogo Agnes Magama ngomunye wabakade sebevotile kusiyatshaya u9 o'clock ekuseni. Yena-ke akazange akufihle ukuthi uvotele ibandla libusayo ele-African National Congress, ANC.
Manje sihlokusihamba nasho zethu kufe nayo yona iyasenzele sithole ogroza nezingubo.
Kodwa kumnumzana Nyambeni Mboneng, yena ovotele okushini leSoweto laye okubeke kwacaca ukuthi uvotele ibandla le-Economic Freedom Fighters, uthe akakuzwisisi ukuthi kungani abantu belokhu bevotela ibandla le-ANC.
Akuna manzi, akuna gesi, into yesimple. I mean, in 27 years sizokukhuluma ngento yamanzi nozokusala. So yabona, that's why ngithe if ukhona umuntu azoyivotela ANC after this, angazi ukuthi kufunekani.
Yinengi-ke labavoti bathi kukhetho lwalonyaka bavotela amabandla azabalethela amagetsi amahala, amanzi nokubakhela izindlu. Ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho kwele-South Africa e-Independent Electoral Commission ithi ukhetho lwalomhlanje luqhutshwe ngendlela encomekayo kakhulu. Umgcinihlalo walekomishini umnumzana Glenn Mashinini utshela bezindaba ukuthi indawo eziningi bayathokoza kakhulu ngendlela ukhetho oluqhutshwe ngayo.
Over 99% of the 23,148 voting stations opened on time, with many voters already waiting to vote before 7 a.m. In general, voting is progressing well across the country. The logistical arrangements are holding very well.
Selokhu amalungiselelo alolukhetho eqalile ayikho imbiko yenkokheli zamabandla aphikisayo ezibotshiweyo, kanti ke kayikho njalo imbiko yemikhankaso echithwe ngamapholisa. Le yinto esizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Bonganye Nyathi athi kufanele ingconywe kakhulu.
Singathi ukhetho lolu belukhululekile, ikakhulu masikhangela inhlanganiso eyiyo ephatha ukhetho, inhlanganiso yama-elections, i-Independent Electoral Commission. Le nhlanganiso izimele, ayithathi hlangothi kwezepolitiki. Lokhu kunomthelela omkhulu kakhulu ekuthini ukhetho lukhululekile noma hayi.
Ikomishini ibike ukuthi kube nezehlakalo zabantu ababetshengisela befuna ukuvimba ukuqhutshwa kokhetho endaweni zabo, kodwa iyakuqeda lokho. Kube njalo lomunye obothiweyo obanjwe egcwalisa ibhokisi ngamavoti ongaziwayo ukuthi avelephi. Ukungazwisisani kwamapholisa lenye intatheli zindaba kubangele ukuthi ibotshwe, kodwa kwagcina ekhululwe ngemva kokungenela kwekomishini yezokhetho. Kulabantu abafika izigidi ezingamachumi amabili lesithupha 26 million ababhalisele ukuvota kulolu khetho olulamabandla edlula amakhulu amathathu over 300 ancintisanayo. Mestudio 7 Johannesburg, kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Kwezemidlalo seliphelelwe ngumphako iqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele Highlanders kumncintiswano wengezo yeChibuku Super Cup, kodwa umqeqeshi walo uthembisa okukhulu kumidlalo yeligi. Kubika uJoseph Njanje.
Iqembu leHighlanders linqotshwe ngele-SC Platinum ye-1 kaNyanga umqhubelo, kodwa umqeqeshi walo uMandla Mpofu uthi indlela abafana bakhe abadlala ngayo balakho ukwenza izimanga kumncintiswano weligi.
Ngathi
mina sesibumbe iqembu elizwenelisa ukuncintisa kumidlalo yeligi emuva. Siyanxiba sibili, kodwa phambili indlela esidlalisa ngayo amathuba kayithokozisi, kodwa ke sizasebenza kadalala ukuze kuthi kuqala imidlalo yeligi sesesimeme esihle.
Amanye amaqembu adlelele kusigaba sesemifinal kumncintiswano weChibuku Super Cup ngabalisa elengezi Platinum, lona elinqobele Chickenin nge-2-1, Elekrenpon Bullets elinqobele leHarare City nge-2-1, kanye leDynamos elinqobele Black Rhinos nge-1 kanya. Umqeqeshi weqembu leDynamos uTendera Indiraya uthi bangabe bile badlulela kusigaba se-semi-final, kodwa kusamele bazilolonge balungisise indlela abadlala ngayo.
Kule ndingeko yokuba sikhweze amasokisi silungise ungalunganga kungakaqali imidlalo yeligi ngempelaviki, kuhle ukuba senilisile ukunqoba njalo sesifinyelele kusigaba esilandelayo, kodwa sekumele siqale ukucabanga ngemidlalo yeligi yona ezaqala ensukwini ezilandelayo.
Inhlanganiso ye-Premier Soccer League ikhuphe umbiko ensukwini ezedluleyo isithi imidlalo yeligi izaqala mhla ziyisithupha kunyanga kaLwezi, njalo olumncintiswano weligi uzamiswa ngenyanga kaMpalakazi kusenzelwa ukuba abadlali labo bakholise ikhefu lekhisimusi. Imidlalo izahle imiswe kudedelwa imidlalo yokudinga intshantshu zezwekazi lase-Afrika ezadlalwa ekuqaleni komnyaka ize iqhubekele phambili lowo mncintiswano ungafika emaphethelweni ngenyanga kaNhlolanja. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, uJoseph Njanji.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM, 4930, 6170, 7270, 6040 naku 15460 kHz shortwave.
Ngiyekehlukana isihlobo othi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ufike izolo emhlanganweni we-United Nations Climate Change Conference eGlasgow kwele Scotland, lapho ahlangabezwe inkokheli yeZANU-PF. Abogatsha lwezempilakahle bamanyane labekansile yakoBulawayo uqhuba uhlelo lokuhlola uzulu umkhuhlane wofuba ole-tuberculosis kungelambadalo. Selugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngupraxitus Jeremiah ngisithi asidibaneni ngowa-4-6 kusasa ekuseni. Abengenelisanga ukuzwa iindaba zethu lela kukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.